This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. A Monsignor is behind bars today along with an Italian Secret Service agent and a financier. They're accused of plotting to smuggle tens of millions of euros from a Swiss bank into Italy on a private jet. You can't make this stuff up. And so the Vatican Bank is the subject of another scandal. Just this week, Pope Francis announced an investigation into corruption there. Jason Berry is the author of Render Unto Rome, a book about church finances. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much. Glad to be with you.
All right. So this thing reads like a caper. You've got a Monsignor who teams up with two guys named Giovanni, a Secret Service agent and a broker.
Well, it's a very strange story, to say the least. You know, he's accused of trying to smuggle 20 million euros from Switzerland into Italy. He was a mid-level staffer at the Vatican Bank. And I think one of the great questions now being raised is not only why he was in a position to do this, but also he did it with allegedly the help of an Italian Secret Service agent who was paid a commission for his help. So it, I think, sadly demonstrates that the bank is still not under a sort of workable control.
Tell me about this money. Where did this money come from?
If I knew that answer, I think I would probably be in negotiations with the Wall Street Journal right now.
What concrete steps has Pope Francis taken to bring more light, to shed more light on the Vatican Bank?
Well, he's done two things, one tangible, the other rhetorical. He has named new people to this oversight board. He also met today with Carl Anderson, a board member of the bank, who was the key person in getting rid of Tedeschi, the former head of the Vatican Bank, last year. So there's obviously a shakeup that is continuing. What is more intriguing to me is the language that this pope is using. In May, he called for a global rethinking of the entire system, seeking ways to reform and correct it in a manner consistent with fundamental human rights. This is far beyond the language that Benedict XVI had used. So he comes to this position with a very strong conviction about the need to remedy poverty. And I would say he's on a very fast learning curve about how deeply compromised the Vatican Bank is.
So tell me quickly, sort of what's next for the Monsignor? Where do things stand? Where are they headed?
Well, I would assume he would be prosecuted by the Italian state. The more interesting question is what happens to the Secret Service agent who was being paid, who had been paid 200,000 euro to assist him and was waiting for a second installment of the same amount. You know, this has got to be embarrassing for the Italian government as well. I mean, it's a huge black eye for the Holy See, but you've got the Italian Secret Service in bed with the Vatican Bank at the very time that the European banking regulators are expecting, demanding that the Holy See open up its books and change its banking practices. So it's rather a double-edged sword.
Jason Berry covers religion for Global Post. He's also the author of Render Unto Rome, The Secret Life of Money in the Catholic Church. Jason, thanks.
Thank you. My pleasure.